This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I don't know why I'm so hoarse. The event was last Friday, and I don't even remember myself screaming, but something happened to my voice. I feel really, really bad. And the kid, no, I mean, one of my kids started school. I haven't really been yelling at him. I mean, today when I woke him up, I just threw the little kitten onto his bed and figured, you know, she would wake him up because she was bugging me all last night. So I don't know, but I'm losing my voice, so I apologize. And I do not want to lose my voice today because we have such a phenomenal show. 1 in 8 of us smoke pot now. They say 33 million Americans now admit to smoking pot. Now, I mean, I downloaded Pokemon Go just to fit in and do what everybody else is doing. I don't want to start smoking pot. So can we please just slow that down? Because I still need to feel cool. Apparently, many men, okay, think they are healthier than they really are. And this is a very fascinating survey done by the American Association of Family Physicians, or the American Academy of Family Physicians. I'm a part of the American Academy of Family Physicians. So we got Dr. John Meigs Jr., who is president-elect of the FAAFP, AAFP, who's going to join us. I mean, I hope he does after I completely messed up that introduction. Man, you know, we've been talking about Botox and how much I need Botox and how I've been, you know, saving up all this money to get Botox. Well, we have some bad news about Botox. Apparently, the toxin doesn't just stay put when it's injected, okay, into the parts of the body that you want Botox injected into. The toxin will travel. So this could be a lot more dangerous than we think. We're also being told that high levels of toxic chemicals are in drinking water of 6 million Americans. High levels of toxic chemicals. This is ridiculous because I'm sick and tired of buying Dasani and Aquafina at Target or Walmart because we run out of the water and then I don't have time to go and, you know, go back and go shopping. And if we really have to buy all our bottled water, that's ridiculous. Why? Because we have toxins to deal with. So on top of that, and no, we're not talking about Rio. We're talking about here in America. Then we've talked about today's youth. And the not so much the millennials, the post-millennials. And we talk about kids, you know, being addicted to their smartphones and being enamored by the internet, that we feel like we are going to get nowhere with building a new generation of brilliant individuals. Well, today we are going to be proving you wrong. We have 3 students. This is awesome. I am so excited. 3 brilliantly talented students, Meg McLaughlin, McKenna Rowdy, and Mary Wantland, who is going to join us, and you have got to see their talent. And so I am going to be interviewing high school students, okay, and they will school us on how they've got it going on. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments, or for me to even gargle at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't really know what to do for a hoarse voice. I really don't know. I had to cut a commercial today, radio commercial ad, and I should have been a radio ad for Ricola. Really should have been an ad for that, because that's what I need right about now. All right, so what is going on? Well, the percentage of Americans who say they currently smoke marijuana, so these are people that admit it, have nearly doubled since 2013. According to the study, 13% of adults in the U.S. now say they currently smoke pot. That is up from 7% back in 2013. They say the the percentage of Americans who said they ever tried marijuana also increased from 2013. This year, 43% of Americans said they had tried the drug. 43%. That's a pretty big percentage. And that's up from 38% in 2013. Now, you know, what's significant about this is, you know, maybe the amount of people smoking pot isn't really changing. We're just talking about people admitting it. So in 2013, when still in most states marijuana was illegal, you're not going to have a lot of people raise their hand going, yeah, I smoke pot. But as it becomes legalized in states, you're going to have many people wear t-shirts saying, you know, where's my next dupe? So it's this culture, this marijuana culture is growing faster than we expect. I mean, look what happened to Prohibition. Prohibition, alcohol was a dirty word. Alcohol was a no-no, you know, all because of legislation. And that flipped back and forth. And now we sit here with baseball caps and two beers on the side of it while sucking on straws at you know, baseball games. With marijuana, we're going to be looking at the same thing. So, but what's very, very interesting is about 40 million Americans still smoke. So when we're told that 33 million Americans smoke marijuana, we predict we are going to see a surpassing of marijuana smokers from cigarette smokers. So while we doctors are patting ourselves on the back and high-fiving each other and smacking each other on the butt that we did such a good job, you know, lowering the amount of people on cigarettes and tobacco smoke, we're having a whole new crisis on our hands. Now, many people say, Vidalia, you could put a cigarette in your mouth, and that'll cause cancer. But if you put a marijuana cigarette in your mouth, it will do nothing, but it'll have health benefits. Now, I don't know if I'm completely sold. I think marijuana can have some therapeutic benefits, and there's some advantages to adding marijuana to someone's regimen as we're slowly starting to see evidence, depending on what condition we're talking about. However, nobody has said marijuana is cancer-free. Nobody said that an unfiltered, rolled-up joint is not going to hurt your lungs. So while we're spending all this time and money trying to get people off cigarettes, somebody needs to look over the shoulder and find out what's going on with marijuana. Nearly 1 in 5 adults under the age of 30 say they smoke marijuana. That's 20%, and those are people that admit it. And each of the older age groups, no more than 1 in 10 people said they currently use marijuana because people don't want to admit it. They said more adults have tried it. The older groups may have been more likely to try the drug because they had done so years ago. Only 2% of weekly churchgoers said they smoke marijuana. Maybe that's what we need to do. Maybe we just need to get more people to go to church. Then we'll save everybody's lungs. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Fix your radios, people. I'm coming in off. Genesis Communications Network. And big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I also want to thank all of you who have shown a huge interest in the blood shortage crisis. We have created National Blood Donation Week as a result, where we are setting up blood donation days in every single state. And we're very honored to have Vermont and Oklahoma and Mississippi governors and Rhode Island jump on board with this to help with the cause. If you do want to host a blood drive or help participate or donate blood, please go to my website at drdahlia.com or nationalblooddonationweek.com. Now, this is a very, very fascinating headline, all right? Coming out of Leawood, Kansas. There's a survey that reveals improvement in the state of men's health. But this is very interesting, okay? In the survey completed by the American Academy of Family Physicians, conducted by Harris Poll, we are finding that more men have been diagnosed with a chronic condition, even though they think they are they're improving. And a lot of it has to do with computer time. Joining us today is President-elect of the American Academy of Family Physicians, John Meigs, Jr. Dr. Meigs, glad to have you on. Thank you so much. Tell us what's going on.
Well, great. Thanks. Glad to be with you. You're right. That survey did show that almost half of all men now rate their health as excellent or very good, but we also know that half of all men have at least one chronic medical condition, and that's up from our previous survey 10 years ago. The most common of the chronic health conditions would be high blood pressure, where you've got one in three men now have high blood pressure, one in five have diabetes.
Wow.
So just because someone thinks they're healthy does not necessarily mean they don't have some health issues they need to see their family physician about.
Exactly. Yeah, and you know, we have a lot of listeners that listen to the show that are truck drivers. And I feel bad because I think the percentage just in that category is even higher. You know, expand on which groups of men do you think are in the highest risk?
Well, the men who, I guess you've got the group that doesn't even take care of themselves, doesn't have the regular checkups. But men need to know where they are. You need to know what your blood pressure is, what your blood sugar is, what your glucose is. You need to consult with your family physician so that you can address your health issues and concerns. A lot of us have poor eating habits. A lot of us probably don't get enough exercise. And there are things that you and your family physician, your personal physician, can address and give you a better lifestyle and a healthier life.
You are so right, Dr. Meigs. The survey was actually reported in many outlets. I'm looking at one from PRNNewswire.com. Let me just really quickly talk to you guys about what some of the survey results were. They said the percent of men who had been diagnosed with at least one listed chronic condition, as Dr. Meigs said, high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cancer, heart disease, rose from 4 in 10 to nearly half. Then they found that men spend slightly more than 20 hours a week working at a computer. They found men appeared to be paying more attention to exercise, which is good, and men are more likely to get their health care from a doctor whom they see regularly for medical advice or treatment. Nearly 8 in 10 have a regular doctor or health care professional they see when they're sick, which is a little surprising because we've been talking about access a lot on the show. And then they say almost 6 in 10 men, a part of this survey done by the AAFP and Harris Poll, say barriers prevent them from going to the doctor, but lack of insurance doesn't appear to be one of them. The two most common barriers were feeling they should be extremely sick to seek health care and feeling they had no reason to go to the doctor because they were healthy. Dr. Meigs, that's pretty powerful, where many men, as opposed to a female, have been stereotyped as they won't go to the doctor because they think they're going to look like they're hypochondriacs or they're going for something trivial, when it may not be trivial.
That's an important point, that you don't, just because you don't feel sick, that doesn't mean you're healthy, and you need to know where you are. Men do tend to wait until they feel like they're sick enough to go to the doctor. I have used the analogy that if you have an automobile that you don't take care of, you never change the oil, you never do the preventive maintenance, that automobile is not going to run as efficiently or as long as it would if you did the things you ought to do. Same can be said for your own personal body. If you don't take care of it, do the preventive things that need to be done, then you may not work as efficiently or as long as you'd like to either. So that brings up the issue of having an established relationship with a trusted family physician who knows you, your health condition, your past history, your family history. And when you see that physician for your concerns, they can help you identify your risk factors, identify the things you need to work on, and give you some suggestions about how you might do that, and make you aware of things that you may not have been aware of. As you well know, hypertension, high blood pressure has always been called the silent killer, because you don't always feel it. You don't know it unless you have it checked.
We're talking to Dr. John Meigs, Jr., MD, FAAFP, Fellow of the American Academy of Family Physicians and President-elect. You know, the family doctor, I can't tell you how many times I've had to explain the difference between a family doctor and a GP, an internist. And, you know, I'm a family doctor, obviously, you know, with the AAFP as well. And I think one advantage we family doctors have in attracting men to come to the doctor is because we take care of the family. I mean, many times I need the wife or the kids to Trojan horse the dad in. You know, tell us a little bit more about a family practice perspective as opposed to internal medicine or GP.
Well, as you well know, a family physician treats the whole person and treats the person. We don't treat just organ systems or body parts. We treat the whole person and the whole family. And as you gave the example a while ago, a lot of times I'll have a wife in my office and she's telling me some of the problems her husband has, and she'll schedule him an appointment and she'll say, "You're going to the doctor tomorrow." We have a chance to talk with the man, and she's already prepped me for what she is concerned about. Because a lot of times a man, when he goes to the doctor, they won't tell you why they're there. They want you to, they almost expect you to be a veterinarian and know what's going on just by listening to them. You have to draw them out. So that's just the way men are. And I think the younger they are, that's more true. The older men, more educated men, sometimes tend to be more open with their physician. But you have to develop that antenna over time. And when you see a man in your office you hadn't seen for a while and he's got a complaint like sore throat, you know that's not why he's there. And you have to
detective work.
Work the antenna up and get that story out of him and find out what's really the issue.
That's true.
Frequently called the, "Oh, by the way."
Yeah, I teach medical students at Toro University, and that's what I'm teaching them, you know, how to take a history. And, you know, a lot of the answers you'll get, you need to a lot of times read deeper, and they want you to read deeper, or they want you to read your mind. And I'm not saying that's a stereotype men, but, you know, my husband does not explain what's going on as well as I think I do. And also, you know, sometimes it's difficult. In fact, you know, I got to be honest with you, Dr. Meigs, many times I tell my male patients not to bring in the wife because the wife will translate for them, and I don't think she's translating correctly. I mean, do you ever see that?
A lot of times if the wife is there, she's going to answer all the questions, so you get her interpretation of his symptoms, and you really need the story from the patient.
Right.
So what I said earlier, a lot of times the wife may be in on a separate visit on a different day and giving you a heads up about some issues, but you're right. So you need to see the man and have him tell his story, even if we have to work extra hard trying to draw the history out of him.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, with men's health, you know, one thing that the survey found that the AFP conducted with Harris Poll was the hours that men are spending working at a computer. What advice as family doctors can we give to people when their job is, you know, sitting at a computer?
Well, frequently you need to take breaks and get up and walk around. You need to be as active as you can. One fad now in the business world are the stand-up desk.
Right.
You don't just sit all day. I think sitting all day is not very healthy. And now the survey, you mentioned the 20 hours in front of a computer. That's the way the question was worded because we're trying to match that survey 10 years ago. But men spend a lot of time in front of other screens as well, whether it's their iPad or their smartphone or their Game Boy, for that matter, or whatever.
Dr. Meigs, I really appreciate I really appreciate having you on. It looks like we ran out of time. FamilyDoctor.org is where people could go.
Yes, ma'am. FamilyDoctor.org/men for their men's information.
I love it. Dr. Meigs, can't wait to have you.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Ramble, ramble.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, many of us are older folk have been a little pessimistic, you know, about, you know, the youth in America and them supporting us later, okay? And part of the reason why I've been biased is because I have two teenagers myself. And I love my boys, but I mean, I am scared. scared to death that they are not going to want to support me and they are going to throw me into a home because they're just going to want to sit and play Pokemon Go or Minecraft or Star Wars Rogue Nation or whatever. Well, I met this weekend three teenagers four who were so immensely talented that I said, you know what, I got to show the world that, you know, we are not lost. I mean, we have hope. So, and I'm going to tell you what their talent is. We got Meg McLaughlin, McKenna Roundy, and Mary Wantland, who go to an amazing high school in my area, Las Vegas Academy, and I have them here with you today to show off their talent. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hi.
I am so proud of you. And, you know, I mean, when I saw you guys perform, they sing. And not only do they sing Broadway, so they can act. And, you know, when I saw them, I saw myself. Because you guys all know that I'm a brilliantly Broadway singer, right? Me! You know, and when I saw them, I was like, wow. So first of all, ladies. Okay, tell everybody what you do and who you are.
Well, we go to our school, Las Vegas Academy, and we're all musical theater majors there, which means that we like to combine singing, dancing, and acting when we perform on stage, and we're all really passionate about it. We love it.
You know, that's very interesting. Musical theater combines music, singing, and acting. I always wanted to come up with musical doctoring. You know, where when you listen to the heart or the tummy, you know, you're like, you know, beep, 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 you know, and then you're like, uvula, you know, something like that. And I think being a doctor would be interesting with that. So you're gonna teach me. Give us an example of how good you guys are. Let's just hear some of what you could do.
Okay, yeah. Let's start with the warm-up.
Okay.
So this is something that gets like, your lips moving and gets your kind of your voice warmed up and ready to go. Ready?
All right.
Ready. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1, 5, 4, 5, 3, 5, 2, 5, 1, 5, 4, 5, 3, 5, 2, 1. 1, 5, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now you try.
Wow, you want me to try it? Okay, I don't know my numbers very well. Okay, ready? 50, 75, 90, negative 2. See, not bad, huh? Thank you. What amazes me about what you guys do is, okay, you know, here I am, I'm in my 20s, and, you know, I still get nervous when I get up and perform. How old are you guys?
We're all 17.
17. I mean, how long have you been performing? How old were you when you started this?
Well, personally, I started doing, I was in the Clark County Children's Choir when I was, I think, 5 years old. And ever since then, I've been singing. So that's kind of where I started.
Okay.
I started singing in my church choir, and I didn't really like singing like... I like singing like stuff like a storyline to it, so I got involved in musical theater in like second grade.
Yeah, and then
wow,
I was in my
choir. It, you know, it helps to be in a choir. Yeah, and how old were you when you started?
I was probably 8.
Wow. We're talking to Meg McLaughlin, McKenna Roundy, and Mary Wantland. You know, what I think is so brilliant about having musical theater, and one of the reasons why I brought you on the show is, you know, I train residents at Touro University or at Valley Hospital and students at Touro University, and I taught them how my theater experience and my performing experience helps anybody in any profession become a better public speaker, become a better communicator. What are you guys thinking about in terms of your careers later?
Well, for college, I'm definitely considering pursuing musical theater, and I also would, I'm interested in getting a communications degree or a degree in business as well to kind of aid me in having a little bit of something else under my belt along with musical theater.
Very good.
I actually am going to major in musical theater. Hopefully, I want to end up in New York, but I'm going to try and double major engineering so I can have something to fall back on.
Wow, a singing engineer. Wow, that's pretty cool. Go ahead.
I want to continue doing musical theater, but I want to get a degree in psychology because I feel the reason I like theater so much is because it makes you try and figure out, like, why people think the way they think or do the things they do. And that's what I'm really interested in, is figuring out, like, why people choose to do things.
That's good. And I'll be your first patient, you know, because I really need... I need a lot of help. I need a lot of help. Okay, so here's the thing. Okay, so I like to sing a lot of country. Okay, you know, like Dolly Parton, right? You know, tumble out of bed and stumble to the kitchen. Okay, so how do I sound? Well, first of all, by the way, I love Dolly Parton, but nobody works 9 to 5. You ladies know that. None of us work 9 to 5. So she should really be doing, you know, a working 6 to 7 p.m., something like that. But what advice do you have for me, being a 25-year-old doctor radio host who's losing her voice that wants to learn how to sing?
We can teach you how to harmonize.
Yeah, can you do that?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
All right, from 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton.
So you want me to sing a song like Dolly Parton? Wow. Wow. I think I heard a B in there and an A and a G. Oh, that sounded good. Okay, so now while I have you guys, okay, you know, because obviously you're younger than our audience, and I think our audience is pretty impressed with all three of you, Meg, McKenna, and Mary. What do you think, if you could tell us older folk what your generation is doing and dispel these myths that we think you guys are just on your computers and YouTube and Pokemon going, and I mean, you know, what is it about your generation that'll make you guys the best generation and we could feel confident that you'll take care of us later?
I think that by going to school like LVA, since it is still technically a public school, however, it's an audition to attend school, I think that it helps, I guess, older generations to kind of gain faith that, like, we're working towards, like, a bigger goal in our lives, and we honestly, we don't have time to do any of that, like, extra, like, computery and all that stuff, because we're busy, you know, performing and working on stuff and studying, and so I think it's important to think that, or I think it's important to consider that not all of us are kind of wasting away our teenage years. Like, I know that me and Meg and Mary, we all are always busy doing different things.
Well, and by the way, speaking of which, you guys are getting ready for a gala. Tell us about the gala you're performing at.
It's on November 7th. And the kids, this program is a nonprofit program that totally supports all the extra upgrades in our school at Las Vegas Academy. So any funds raised are going directly to the students, and it's going to be a really, really exciting event.
That's important because November 7th, that's important because, you know, when I went to high school, I would practice my singing in the girls' bathroom because of the acoustics. And I got to tell you, you guys need a place to rehearse. So anything we could do to help LVA, I think that's wonderful. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us. Say goodbye in G minor. All right. Thank you, guys. Meg McLaughlin, McKenna Rowdy, and Mary Watland. Bye, ladies.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a 17th person has caught Zika in Florida that we know of to date, but this time in a different county. The patient lives in Palm Beach County and was diagnosed with the mosquito-borne virus on Monday, yesterday. It is not clear whether he contracted the infection, or he or she, they aren't telling us, from Palm Beach mosquitoes or from insects when he made a recent trip to Miami. Now, Governor Rick Scott said in a statement yesterday that the infected person did recently travel to Miami-Dade County. Miami is the only place in mainland America thus far known to have Zika-carrying mosquitoes, which kind of has been predictable because of what's been happening with Latin America and Puerto Rico, etc. And they say so far 16 people that we know of have been infected in the Miami area. The Palm Beach case, though, now brings the state's tally to 17. So they're trying to find out now how the person in Palm Beach County has become infected. And, you know, I know some of you think, you know, gosh, you know, they're really making a big deal about these individual cases. And, you know, they're really dissecting this. Well, you know, when we're talking about an epidemic, most of the work that needs to be done before it gets to be the thousands and thousands, like, you know, we've seen in Brazil and Colombia and other countries. So dissecting one unique case that happened in another county, you know, in science, it's very interesting. You know, we when I discuss studies, you know, on air, and we talk about the patient size or the sample size, many times we're very critical if it's a small study or a small sample size study. It's completely opposite when we look at epidemiology. When we look at, you know, a single case, one single case is enough to cause a whole entire epidemic. So we have to take one single case seriously. This is why I'm not in epidemiology. I would be pulling my hair out, because you have to be very, very obsessive compulsive about every little detail when it comes to that. It'd be so nice to go, until the sample size hits 2,000, I'm going back to sleep, leave me alone. No, you're getting woken up for this. So the governor said the state still believed that active transmission of the virus was confined to a 1 square mile area in Miami-Dade County. That includes Miami's Wynwood District. The CDC is warning pregnant women to avoid this area in Miami because Zika has been tied to birth defects, including microcephaly, which can cause severe developmental problems, which we talked about. And now we have school year approaching. It's still very muggy. It's still very humid. And, right now the count of possible microcephaly cases in Brazil is 1,700. America, luckily, is nowhere near that. But we're being told that two babies had been affected with microcephaly in California. And now we have a baby, an infant, that died in Texas that they believe was linked to the Zika virus. The infant's mother had traveled to Latin America during her pregnancy and was infected there by the virus, according to the Department of State Health Services. Her baby acquired the virus while in the womb and was born with microcephaly, which is a rare congenital condition that could cause an abnormally small head and underdeveloped brain. And I apologize for reading this, but we've talked about microcephaly. So they say thousands of these microcephaly cases have surfaced in countries that are already wrestling with the Zika virus, but now this is the first time we've heard of a baby die in Texas. So we know that the impact of Zika on our babies is extremely tragic. We know that, and John Hellerstedt, the Texas Health Commissioner, echoes this, and he says our central mission from the beginning has been to do everything we can to protect unborn babies from the devastating effects. Now, we've been told by another specialist that the microcephaly is just the tip of the iceberg. We may have babies, okay, that have been so mildly affected now at birth that nobody is even looking at them, nobody's even testing them. You know, we're looking at the infant that died in Texas. We're looking at the two microcephaly cases in California. We're watching the 160 or so pregnant women in the United States that are pregnant that have been tested positive for Zika. I don't know if all pregnant women right now in the United States are actively getting screened with a blood test to see if they've been exposed to Zika. If we did take that on, then I would recommend that all babies born to moms affected with Zika be watched very closely. And then we would need to watch them longitudinally for learning disorders, behavioral disorders, etc. Now, I'm not saying that Zika causes all that, but if we're being told that the tip of the iceberg or the only thing we will see above the surface is the microcephaly, and there is a huge iceberg below the surface, or there's a huge process going on that we can't see, we need to be on top of this. So, you know, here we're going to obviously keep you posted, and it's nothing we want to mess with. And, you know, everybody's thinking, well, gosh, you know, we're going to be coming into fall soon once school season comes into play. The problem is it's going to still be warm. You know, I remember I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. It didn't start getting cold a few years back until Thanksgiving weekend. And then now we're seeing that it's just taken a long time to start getting cold. And I'm not saying we'll be able to get Zika, you know, on Halloween, but last Halloween it was hot. It was hot where I lived. So if these mosquitoes are coming, or if people throughout the year are traveling, I mean, what do a lot of people like to do when it's cold up in America? They like to go when it's warm. They'll go down to Cancun or Cabo or, you know, Rio. Or I mean, they'll travel, and I don't blame them. Well, then they could come back with Zika. Have sex with somebody? Give them Zika. So they were talking about how they believe this epidemic will take about 3 years to die out. I think they're being overly optimistic. But for those of you who thought they were being pessimistic, now you see why. Because you could have people carry it in their blood, pass it to each other without knowing, and a pregnancy takes 9 months. So we won't be able to watch the sequela for months to come. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. More than 6 million Americans are drinking water laced with unsafe levels of chemicals. According to researchers from Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health and the Harvard John A. Paulson School of Engineering, they found that levels of polyfluoroalkylyl and perfluoroalkylyl substances, the PFASs, are above the recommended level that the federal government had laid. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, these PFASs are used in a broad range of consumer goods, cleaners, textiles, leather, paper, paints, firefighting foams, wire insulation, food packaging also uses them. And so they reported that 66 of the public water supplies that they studied, which supply water to 6 million people, at least one water sample had measured at or above the limit, the EPA safety limit for these PFCOSs. And perfluorooctanoic acid, the PFOA, is commonly found in non-stick cookware. The chemical concentrations were found to be significantly higher than the safety limit in many water supplies, close to 5 times higher than the safety limit in Warminster, Pennsylvania, and get this, 25 times higher for PFOs in Newark, Delaware. So, there's Newark, New Jersey, and then I guess Newark, Delaware. So, California, then New Jersey, North Carolina, Alabama, Florida, Pennsylvania, Ohio, New York, Georgia, Minnesota, Arizona, Massachusetts, and Illinois. You know, one of my listeners had called in asking about the, you know, it's not the one sip of water that exposes you. What about the cumulative accumulation of, you know, these toxins? You know, what are we studying? You know, what are we looking at? So, one concern we have of what these things can do, these immunotoxicants, we call them, is they can interfere with the function of the body's immune system. So here you are being exposed to toxins, other toxins, or you have a cell that decides to go rogue and become cancerous. And usually your immune system could combat that, or even bacteria or viruses coming into your system, or fungus. These chemicals could interfere with that such that you can't fight infection or fight off cancer as well. So very serious stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Micah P. computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.